Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.
The pubs and hotels are teaming up across the country. Some of them are, in a bold new plan that could put them right at the centre now of the country's vaccine rollout, because the HSE are currently looking for a massive vaccination centres. This is for the Oxford AstraZeneca rollout, because the dose only needs to be refrigerated and can be delivered then within the community. We want to hear from restaurant and hotel owners and publicans across the country to get your views on this today. Patricia Hildo is from the Stateside American Restaurant and joins us here on Lunchtime Live. Now, Patricia, you actually tweeted the Taoiseach, the Leo Varadkar, about this very issue last week.
Hi, Andrea. Yes. Last week he was putting out the figures of how good we were in the league table of vaccinating through Europe. So I just replied to that tweet and said, look, we're restaurants. We have the facilities. We have the fridges. We have the staff that can help with the administration of this. We're all set up and we're closed. Use us, you know, just give us a couple of medics or whatever you need, get the processes in place, and then far away we can help, you know. We would love something to do, you know. We've been closed now since Christmas Eve. We're only too willing to help with the cause of getting as many people vaccinated as possible over the next couple of months, you know, while we're closed.
So you're quite prepared to give over your facility, Patricia?
Absolutely, yes. It's a facility there. We've got great parking, we've got great space, we've got booths that people can sit and wait after the 15 minutes after they have the vaccine. We have massive fridges, walk-in fridges, and lots of other fridges that we can use to, you know, to facilitate keeping the vaccine until it's used. So it seemed like ideal, and I do know that a few other companies across the UK, BrewDog and a few of the others, have said the same in the UK. So why not use the facilities while they're there, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're based in Letterkenny.
Yes, we're just on the Neil T. Blaney Road near the retail park in Letterkenny. So it's a quick in and out for us. You know, people can come and they can park. There's loads of space there for us, you know, and a lot of the areas around us aren't being used. So there's plenty of car parking if we need it as well.
Okay. You sent the tweet to Leo Varadkar about this. Did you get a response?
No, I didn't get any response at all. But, you know, I would comment on quite a lot of the government tweets and things like that as well, but I don't ever expect a response. You know, you don't get anything back from them. They just carry on regardless.
Okay. Gerry McGough is from the Cherry Tree in Walkinstown in Dublin as well, and has got in contact with us here too on Lunchtime Live today. Gerry, are you willing to offer up your services?
Andrea, good morning and thanks for this on.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. It's pubs and restaurants as they are in there in Letterkenny. They're at the heart of every community, and we have a substantial suburban pub, two floors. So I think just from walking around today, we can probably put 12 stations in here today, and we have two cold rooms, which are walk-in, and also we have parking for about 80 cars all in. So we could staff it up at the HSE for a station for inoculation or for vaccines. If it was a staff of 40, there would still be 30 spaces left, and in that space, then in the bar, there'd be waiting areas and then ante areas in a heated and controlled environment. So there's pubs like ourselves all over Dublin, all over the country, in Leinster, in Munster, and they're more than willing to do so. I think our own group, the LBA, are very much behind this, and the incoming chairman of the LBA has also been driving this on Twitter.
Right.
So we'd be delighted to do so. It's sitting here, we've been closed since March, and we'd be delighted to help and get this. And of course, the more and more people that are vaccinated, the nearer we get to opening our doors, as do restaurants across the country. So yes, absolutely, we are on board.
Right. Just not to make light now of this discussion, but I have a text in here from somebody in the News Talk text line, Gerry, who says it's a great idea to use the pubs. Sure, couldn't you have a pint as well while you're getting the vaccine? It'd be a win-win all round.
There was a time when you gave a pint of blood, you got a glass of Guinness in where was it, on Mespel Road, when they gave it. So maybe it's something that we could revive. So we could have jabs in your local rather than jars in your local.
Well, I've another message in here from Alan in Bundoran, who says, I like the idea of the vaccine being administered in the pub. It'll mean I can get my shots a lot sooner.
Yes,
I wonder what he's talking about. But do you have any concerns, Gerry, though, about this?
About the rollout of the vaccine.
No, do you have any concerns about potentially handing over your pub, the Cherry Tree in Walkinstown?
No, I think it'll be done, Andrea. I imagine while this is the first step, you say yes the first time. I imagine it'll be done in a proper manner, and I imagine there are teams in the HSE that they'll come in, and there probably will be a lot of ancillary work that'll have to be done. But no, I do believe that if we were to hand over to the HSE, it would have to be a body of some renown. We wouldn't just hand it over to a private company who said, "Listen, we're going to do this." It'd have to be somebody that we could trust, and we could definitely lay our hand on and say, "No, we trust these people." Okay. And once we can establish that. For us, if they wish to use it for us, we will be saying yes straight away.
Okay, I have Ger Hawk, who's the owner of a pub as well in Offaly, and is with us here in Lunchtime Live. Ger, do you think this would work in your community?
Hi, Andrea, how's it going?
Good, yeah.
Look, I don't know. Speaking from my own business's perspective, I mean, we're a small little pub in the countryside. I still have the barrels under the bar. I don't have a cold room. We have double yellow lines outside on the main street, even though it's a small little town. I don't think it'd be ideal. I don't think the issue is shortage of facilities. I think it's more a staff issue. I mean, look, all I can speak from is my own perspective here, but I think it's another load of bullology. You know, it's one of these campaigns that makes the headlines. Like, remember at the start, there was Feed the Health Heroes, right? Now, what they needed was improved working conditions and pay rises, not free pizzas or whatever the hell it was. And I think, you know, improved working conditions, all that stuff. Now they're talking about pubs being used to vaccinate. I mean, it's total rubbish. It's another charade, and the real issue is the government's handling of the whole thing. You know, this yo-yo policy, stop-start. Until everyone is inoculated, that's what we'll have. Until we control like the borders, I don't know, if you look at the Antipodean policies and Japan and that, you know, you arrive, you have strict quarantine upon arrival for 2 weeks, and there's no mess. And, you know, we're talking about our freedoms and all. Sure, we've given up all our freedoms already.
Okay.
So,
well, yeah, I'm interested in hearing from other business owners, Ger, like yourself too. I know that both Patricia and Jerry that we've heard from here in the programme today are both in favour of it. It's 1894 53 106, actually, if you want to join the conversation live on air. Stay with us, Ger, because I'm just going to bring in Noel Anderson, who's the owner of the Lemon and Duke pub in Dublin, but he's also the incoming chair, actually, of the Licensed Vintners Association. Noel, thanks for being with us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. You may have heard Ger there, one of your counterparts down in Offaly. He thinks it's all a load of bullology.
I actually only just picked him up there at the end. It's a genuine answer. My view is that the Hotels Federation are perfectly suited to it. And look, it's just on the basis that there are solid structures, the toilets, the wheelchair access, the cold room, the canteen facilities, large car parks, and instead of the hospitality industry just sitting idly by. And what I did hear about the vaccine, and my own personal view is that we've absolutely no chance of getting going until we get as many people vaccinated as ASAP. And this is just a genuine offer to the Department of Health that, look, you know, if assistance is needed, it's there.
Okay, just one second, Noel. We're just going to come back to you in just a moment there. But, Ger, I've a message in here from somebody in the News Talk text line, and it's a good question. Are publicans and hotel owners and restaurant owners, will they be paid for handing over their facilities?
Today is the first I've heard of this scheme. Look, it's a laughing stock. It's another headline. All this, like, just from my own perspective, I live upstairs with my family. I mean, my front door is actually the front door of the pub, so I have to be coming in and out every day.
Yeah, so you're
pubs and hotels. I don't care. Like, it's the facilities. We have the facilities in this country. It's a staff issue, I think, is the problem. There's not enough investment in that. And that's the problem.
Okay.
Looking to pubs. Did you ever hear such rubbish?
Right, okay. No? Let me... Noel Anderson is back with us. Noel, it's all a load of rubbish there, according to Ger. And I have to say, look, I know you just joined us a bit later in the programme, but we did have two other, a restaurant and a publican here on Lunchtime Live, still with us too, who were in favour of this. But I mean, like, Ger raises a fair point there. There will be pubs down the country and other restaurants where the owners live above them or live out the back of them that would use the common area facility of the front door and stuff like that. That this just wouldn't work for them. Like,
no, of course it wouldn't. So, but we're not saying it should be done in every pub. Like this is, as I said to you, it's more suited to hotels or, you know, the likes of a cafe and ten in Centre City that's right beside, you know, a Lewis line in the centre, you know, in the centre of the city, and there's buses and stuff like that, and it's a modern premise that can hold thousands of people. Look, we're not talking about this for your small local pub, of course we're not. But as I said to you, look, I think it's an idea, and the only way out of this is mass vaccination 24/7. And I think if the government came out and just issued a clear plan for the country to see, well, then everyone would be, okay, look, that makes sense, we're happy. As I said,
well, they'll say they have their plan. You know, it's been published that you can go on and check when you're likely to get your vaccine, you know. But look, I mean, at the moment, we had an expert here from the Immunisation Advisory Council actually just on Lunchtime Live on Friday talking about the fact that we're actually doing okay in terms of getting people vaccinated across the country at the moment. But I've a question in, Noel, for you actually from a listener here, 53106. It's the News Talk text line. This listener says, I'm just listening to your conversation regarding restaurants, hotels and pubs potentially being put forward as a vaccination centre. Will we be paid though?
I'm not sure about what I'm saying. Is I'm offering my venue in the centre of the city for free to the government, but it's entirely up to others to do what they want. But
well, you're going to give it for free, Noel?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And would you be encouraging your other members to do the same?
Yeah, and I've been inundated with offers, so there'd be no shortage of people. If we can get this country open sooner, well, why wouldn't we?
Okay. What about insurance? Because we talk about insurance on this show. I don't know how frequently we talk about it. And sure, next thing somebody falls going in to get the vaccine. And sure, that's a whole other conversation we'll be having here then.
The insurers in this country are probably looking for some good press for a change. So I'm sure if conversations could be had with them there about providing indemnity. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. Another text in here, Susan O'Kilkenny says, how about using all of the churches and the cathedrals across the country as a vaccine hub? It's time to give back to the population. Another listener, I've seen the requirements for the vaccine centres at first hand, and it's very large open spaces like event centres, etc. Not a good idea to close the pubs because of close contact and then to open them to vaccinate people. It sounds like madness and a very unrealistic option. What would you say to that caller, Noel?
Well, I think they're right. So we're talking about large spaces. If you take a hotel, for example, they've got very large ballrooms with big car parks. So we're not talking about small pubs. I agree with them. We're talking about large-scale venues. In the UK, they're already using churches. In the United States, they're using schools. So my view would be, hopefully our schools will be open soon here, but our venues will probably be lying empty.
Okay.
What we're trying to do here is just spark the conversation and say that this offer is genuine and it's there.
Yeah. Just to be clear about something, Noel, it's not the government that has asked you guys at the pubs or the restaurants to do this. It was the LVA, it was yourselves, wasn't it, that actually came up with this suggestion in the first place?
Yeah, it was me, yeah. So no, it's not the government's suggestion at all, but what we're doing is just saying to them, look, it is there. If you want, the Hotels Federation of Ireland have come on board as well. They had a board meeting this week and they have gone to the government and confirmed that their support is there if they'd wish it as well.
And have you made contact with government about this or the HSC or have you heard anything back, Noel?
No, we've formally written to them this morning to offer assistance, and I'm sure the Hotels Federation has done the same as well. And if we hear back, we hear back. If we don't, we don't. But at least we didn't sit idly by and not offer the services there.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, you might keep us updated, Noel, if there's any further developments on that, because I can tell you it's getting quite a big reaction here on the programme this afternoon. Another listener, let the government underwrite the insurance claims if there's any. Another text on 53106. I'm a publican, absolutely not opening the doors unless the government pays us for this facility. Another listener has got in touch with us today. Absolutely a great idea. You can get your vaccine and your pint. Sure, what more would you be asked during the afternoon? You can keep them coming into us. We might come back to this a little bit later in the programme. But Noel Anderson, the incoming chair of the Licensed Vintners Association, and also to Patricia Hill in Donegal, Jerry McGaugh in Dublin, and Ger Hocken Offaly. Thanks for your time here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth and truly delicious chocolate experience.
And there's still lots of you getting in touch with us here, and the suggestion being put forward from the Licensed Vintners Association about pubs. They're looking for them to become vaccination centres. Ed in Cork, why are we giving this notion of pubs being used as vaccine centres airtime? Jesus, we've plenty of adequate facilities to do this. What a typical Irish solution. Graham has got in touch to say he's listening to the conversation about the pub facilities for the vaccine. I'm a refrigeration engineer working for all major pharmaceutical companies in Ireland. There's no shortage of cold room storage space in this country. I'm looking at empty cold rooms on a daily basis. Another listener, don't need pubs. We have empty schools all over the country. Just use what are the polling stations. You can keep them coming into us, 53106. And also, just on a separate note to flag with you as well, the delayed Tokyo Olympic Games are in doubt once again, 1 year after being cancelled. So how do the athletes deal with that? And how are the Olympic Council of Ireland planning now for the world's biggest sporting event? You can tune in to Moncrief from 2 o'clock this afternoon, because the CEO of the council, Peter Sherrod, will be speaking to Tom Dunn there.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth and truly delicious chocolate experience.